The Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you today by Amazon. Amazon, your lead pipe lock for online retail. Log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Amazon link to support the podcast. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green, with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. Happy Super Bowl, Ryan.
Yeah, we're just toasting the Super Bowl with some nice red wine.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, pretty stoked. I spent a solid hour to 2 hours today reviewing props during work.
Yeah. It's tough not to get sidetracked on all these props. There's so much to bet on, so much action, so many of the fun bets, so many of the weird bets, the game itself.
Yeah, it was actually pretty funny. I'm sitting at the – whenever I print something not work-related and it's going to take a while to print, I stand by the printer. I'm standing there, and someone comes over and is just like, what's you printing there? I'm like, you know – and the last page, it prints out in reverse. The first page comes out, there's just a picture. It says, lost, you know, LVH prop betting sheet. He's like, holy shit, 36 pages of props? I'm like, yeah, man.
36 pages?
And that only includes the legal Nevada props, which for something to legally be wagered on in Nevada, it needs to be able to be determined in the box score. And so that's 36 pages of just football-related props. There's probably another, what would you say, 25 to 50, fun props?
Yeah, no, at least. And then they also do the, I haven't looked through all these yet, but they also have all the connector props, like, you know, where you're tying, like, European soccer into, like, turnovers and the Ravens.
Yeah, so they have a whole bunch of crossover props where you have – this year I glanced over it, but you essentially have NBA – so you'll have something like Paul Pierce versus Baltimore Raven points, things like that.
I saw Kobe Bryant minus a half versus 49ers points.
Yeah. Which might be a good 49. Might be a good play on the 49ers now with the new
pass first assist. Kobe.
But yeah, you also have the same thing with college basketball, hockey, golf, premier soccer. It's pretty remarkable the amount of things they let you bet on.
Yeah, and supposedly, if you guys real quickly don't know the history of prop bets, it sounded like it started with. Well, I mean, they had been doing them for a little while, but it really became. Popular in 1985 Super Bowl where they had Will Refrigerator Perry score a touchdown. And I think it opened up at a 50-1 prop bet. It got bet all the way down to 4-1. And of course the fridge scored a touchdown. The books lost a ton of money that day, but ended up raking it in the future.
Yeah. I think that's the year they credit, prop betting taking off and becoming this like public phenomenon. I always think it's funny, too, that Nevada legally, can't take a bet on the coin toss. You can legally bet who will win the coin toss, but you can't bet the heads or tails.
Now, that makes no sense to me, because I feel like in
can't
every...
Can't be determined in a box score.
I feel like in every box score, though, they say who won the coin toss, right?
Yeah, who won the coin toss. You can bet on that.
Yeah,
that's funny. Not if it's heads or tails.
Yeah, that's
it's
crazy.
Just funny, like, the semantics. I guess it's the semantics of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have, they end up having to settle disputes. You have to, it sounds like, it could get pretty crazy, but.
Well, look what happened last year with the.
Purple Gatorade.
Well, forget that. Look at the national anthem. I mean, NBC doesn't, or the network airing it doesn't do us the favor of putting a clock out there, so.
Now, why do they not do that? They know what's going on.
I don't know. I mean, at this point, let's just embrace it. put the clock up there and let's have some fun with it.
Well, I think they're worried about promoting it because then they're worried about someone rigging it. I mean, not that it's not out there as public knowledge.
I mean, haven't since the Janet Jackson thing, isn't everything pre-recorded anyway?
Yeah, I don't know. It does sound like a shady thing. All right, Ryan. Well, we got a ton of props. We got the game itself.
Yeah, I feel like we should start.
Let's start with the serious nitty-gritty. We'll end with the wacky, and then we'll break down the game.
Oh, I was going to say, let's start with the game, because I feel like our take on the game will help lead to what props we bet on.
All right. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, I guess normally you would think you would work up to it, but really, if we're going to pick out these props, we want to have a good feel for the game going into it before.
And I'll be honest, I still don't know exactly how I feel about this game. I think I have to take a side just de facto. So anyway.
All right, Ryan. So, well, then let's break down. How do you see this game go?
Baltimore, of course, knocked off New England. San Francisco knocked off Atlanta, both on the road. They now head to New Orleans. And the line opened at 5. San Francisco by 5. Over under 49. It has since dropped to 3.5 and 47.5. So really not a ton of line movement. That's kind of a decent sized move on the over under.
Feels like it's locked in at 3.5 right now.
I was saying, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if it got down to 3 with some juice before, like if it went to like San Francisco -3 -120. But before the line was released, I thought it would come out around 5 or 6. But I just can't get myself over the fact that Joe Flacco isn't getting hit, and the defense seems to be playing better than they've played all year. So short and sweet. For that reason, I just gotta take the Ravens. And initially I was thinking over, but I want to say I'm gonna go. I haven't placed any money on, which is rare. I have not placed a single bet on the Super Bowl yet, but my initial lean is under and the Ravens.
Now, you like the Ravens money line or the Ravens with the points?
I like the Ravens with the points. If I bet that, will I sprinkle some on the money line? Probably. The problem is I feel like I'm only liking the Ravens because I really hate Jim Harbaugh and I hate this 49er team. They probably are the better team. They probably deserve to be favored by more, correct?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, if you base statistics, if you're a metric guy, I think San Francisco deserves to be favored by more. But you can't underestimate the momentum and kind of swag that the Ravens have been showing.
It's funny you said that because I thought the same thing. I figured that the stat nerds would be all over San Francisco, but I pulled up the Football Outsiders take on the game. And they essentially like San Francisco up to -2.5 and like Baltimore 3 and more. I was a little surprised to see that, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd have to look at the metrics and see what exactly they're throwing in there that's going to cause the shift. So now, Ryan, give us your final score prediction.
Well, like I said, I think it might be low scoring. Most of the Super Bowls lately kind of have been, more than not. And so I don't know. For that reason, so just to cut back, Football Outsiders give San Francisco a 57% chance to win, Baltimore a 42% chance, which is pretty close to what the line is, to be honest with you. And so I would say I have a feeling it's going to be somewhere in like the 23 to 17 range. 23-21, one of those weird. I think it's going to be a slightly weird score, and I don't know.
Ryan, you come on, dude. You got to sell your pick here.
It's the first Super Bowl that I can in recent memory where I wasn't, even when I've been wrong, I've been like, okay, like no brainer, I'm taking the Colts, or no brainer, I'm taking, you know. This line, I mean, the reason I take the dog is because I really don't know who's going to win. And I think in a situation where you don't know who's going to win, I'm going to take the team that is, I think Baltimore's hotter. I think they're on one of those streaks. I think they have everything you need. The quarterback's playing well, not turning the ball over. They're not getting sacked. The offensive line is not letting anyone sack them. They have the explosive players at receiver. Dennis Pitt has come on strong lately. And the defense is playing much better than they played all regular season. And part of that is Terrell Suggs is getting after the quarterback. Now, on the San Francisco side, they've looked really good. But at the same token, I mean, Atlanta's not a very strong defense. And they did not look good in the first, you know, basically 25 minutes of that game. I think, and then experience. Which team has more experience? Big game experience. I know you want to, San Francisco's defense is great. They have great linebackers. There's their back end. We talked about it before the Atlanta game. We thought they could get exposed deep, and they kind of did. They have a solid front seven, and their offense, Crabtree has been coming on. Vernon Davis has been coming on. But I honestly, like, I know Kaepernick, they won the game last week, but I didn't see him make a tough throw. I felt like a lot of throws were open. I didn't see him after the adversity would have been he was down 17-0, but I think I'm going to take the experience here, both at the coaching level, the quarterback level, the defense, just across the board. Baltimore, and everything I see, like, in the interviews, Baltimore is like, we're here to win. This is the moment we've been waiting for. You know, we're going to win one for Ray. It's a bunch of players who have played many years in the league, and San Francisco is pretty young. I think that's being overlooked a little bit, because you want some experience, right? You want some guys that can settle down the young guys, and I don't know. I've actually just talked myself into Baltimore a little bit more. I think there's more positive. I can say more positives about Baltimore than I can about San Francisco, so I will be taking the dog.
All right, Ryan. Now, in classic fashion, I'm going to go directly opposite.
This is good.
I like San Francisco. And the over. I like the over for a number of factors. I think...
Wow, we're really opposite, huh?
Yeah. So, well, either one of us is going to have a really good day, or we're probably going to split. One of us will get the team right. One of us will get the total right. Okay, here's my logic. I think it's going to be... I like the final score to be 49ers 28, Ravens 20. That also matches up with my Super Bowl squares.
28-20 is what you're going for?
That's what I'm predicting. Just a slight over the 47.5 that I'm seeing right now. Either way, I think I like the over. I like the over for a number of reasons. I think the public perception is that these two teams are completely defensive-minded, but if you look at it, I think they've really been able to put up some points. So I think they both really have some offense here. I think they're going to be able to put up some points. It's not going to be crazy high scoring. I just think it's going to be a little bit over that over. So I think the total is going to be pretty close, but I like the over. I like a 48, yeah. 49, 51.
I feel more strongly about the game, the side than I do about the total. The total is a tricky one. That's a good line. It's right where it should be.
Now, I'll tell you why I like San Francisco. Well, I mean, I like San Francisco for a number of reasons, and I was thinking about it. I didn't have a team that jump out at me, but I think just over the past couple of weeks here, just thinking about the game more and more, trying to get my head straight on figuring out where I'm going to go, where I'm going to, you know, what I'm going to do gambling-wise. I like San Francisco for a number of reasons. I think... And it comes down to Kaepernick's ability as a quarterback. Kaepernick's ability to run and to throw. I think that's something that this Ravens defense hasn't seen and I think is going to be a matchup nightmare for them. I think they do really well against lead, you know, guys with lead feet. Quarterbacks like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Guys who are very, you know, hang right in the pocket. Even a younger guy... Like Andrew Luck, I felt like was able to slide a little bit around against their defense. And I feel like their running game. I feel like San Francisco's running game with Frank Gore, I feel like that's something they haven't seen. I mean, yeah, Ridley's a pretty solid back, but he's no Frank Gore. I think having that strong tight end, people overlook that. Denver, I think, could have done a lot more damage with the tight end there. You look at Ray Lewis and those linebackers, I think the matchup between covering Vernon Davis and covering Kaepernick and finding those zones, I think they just have too many weapons on offense. I think they're going to be able to outscore the Ravens. I think their defense is very good. And honestly, I think it's more – It's just more gut feeling, whether you think Joe Flacco is going to continue this impressive streak or he's going to regress a little bit. Joe Flacco hasn't thrown an interception. I mean, you look at his numbers. He hasn't thrown an interception all playoffs. He's definitely due for an interception. I think San Francisco's defensive line is a lot stronger than the defensive lines they faced. I mean, Ravens' offensive line has been playing well, but I think San Francisco's defensive line is going to have more of an impact than the previous teams they played.
To back up your point, they played two mobile quarterbacks this year. Was RG3 playing when Washington played Baltimore?
Yeah, but I think he got hurt that game.
They lost that game, and they lost to the Eagles.
I've heard someone talking about, you know, maybe take the over on passing yards because Vic had a great game. Vic's best game was against the Ravens. Yeah, granted, some of their defensive guys were out, but I just think this Ravens team, you're talking about experience, but you're also missing an important factor in speed. I think this Ravens defense is solid, don't get me wrong, but I think the way Vernon Davis is going to be able to you got Vernon Davis, Frank Gore, and Colin Kaepernick. I'd like that better than Pitta, Flacco, and Ray Rice. I mean, the Ravens have been playing good, and it's tough to go against them right now, but hey, this is a Super Bowl. I like the 49ers to win and to cover.
I will say what scares me about backing the Ravens is I can see the Ravens covering. I can see them winning in a close game. I feel like I could see the 49ers winning in a blowout, and I don't think I can see Baltimore doing that.
What really won me over for the 49ers was how they came back against the Falcons on the road. If you can come back from a deficit like that on the road in a dome where, hey, he's going to struggle, the crowd noise, blah, 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 I think that shows a lot for Colin Kaepernick. I mean, you want to talk about experience. Yeah, granted, maybe he doesn't have as many playoff game experience as Joe Flacco, but, man, winning on the road in Atlanta for the NFC Conference Championship, I feel like that's a pretty big win.
One thing I'm excited about is, I think this game, I know Ed Reed has not played as well as he has in the past, but I have a feeling that you're going to see Baltimore line up in man coverage. A lot of what you saw when San Francisco was shredding Atlanta, they were running zone and dudes were just running wild through the zone.
But I mean, that's fine. You can play man coverage and then send Vernon Davis down the field and you're either going to have to bring a linebacker out and you're going to leave running lanes open for Colin Kaepernick or Vernon Davis is going to beat whoever's covering him. The more I talk about this 49ers team, the better I feel about the pick. I don't think they're going to be able to slow down this 49ers offense. I really don't. Okay, Ryan, let's get to some props.
All right, Sean. Well, now, I guess we should start with the quote-unquote warm-up props, right?
Sure.
The before the game even starts, what are we going to be doing? So the first thing, obviously,
heads, coin toss.
Does the coin toss happen before the national anthem? I think it does. I feel like they handle
it's
that.
True.
I forget. Anyway, so coin toss. Actually, before we do any of that, I brought up the history of the Super Bowl to try to figure out if it's good that we are agreeing or disagreeing. I believe we both, you liked the Patriots last year, I liked the Giants, so when we disagreed, I won.
Yep.
The previous year, I believe we both liked Pittsburgh against Green Bay.
Yep.
Yep. That didn't turn out well.
No.
The year before, we definitely both liked the Colts against New Orleans. That didn't work out well.
No.
And the year before that, I think, I don't remember who you liked, but I liked, in the Pittsburgh-Arizona game, I liked Arizona, I believe.
I forget who I took there, but I know I went big on Kurt Warner over passing yards. So
or maybe I like Pittsburgh, and you, I think we were opposite in that. And the year before was the Giants. The thing I'm pointing out is that it's good that when we agree, it turns out poorly.
So at least one of us is guaranteed to win.
At least one of us will win. All right, so you got the coin toss. Obviously, we're taking tails. I know you
heads.
Just said heads, but you're an idiot.
Heads four times in a row. Heads once again, baby.
Oh, going for all right. So you don't think tails is due?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, we can wager on this one, so we don't have to pay the bookies the juice.
All right.
But the one that everyone really cares about, national anthem. This line is anywhere from 205 all the way up to 215. over under national anthem. Now, to put it in perspective, the over-under last year was 135.
Christina Aguilera clocked in at, like, 153.
Last year?
Yeah.
Wasn't it one, or was it 155? Sorry, 155 was the over-under.
Right. I mean, yeah, 135, it would have been... I feel like it was much closer last year. But I know she clocked in at 153, well, no, no. I read.
Oh, then it was 150. The over-under came right in, if you remember last year. It was very controversial.
Yes.
So it seems a little high. But then you realize that Alicia Keys was quoted as saying, "Wait till you hear this one," Keys said with a wink. "You'll see. I'm going to do it in a way that only I can." So what I'm thinking, there's going to be a lot of piano playing without singing throughout this. Hard to ever take. I mean, this is a long... Think about how many words are even in the anthem.
Well, that's another prop you can do is whether or not she'll miss a word.
Oh, well, I was about to get there. Will... So before we get there, over under, what are you thinking, Sean?
I like, I mean, I hate
to
take...
It seems obvious you got to do under.
I hate to take the under in the national anthem. I feel like a terrorist, but I'm going to have to take the under. I'm going to get that 215. Here's the thing, too, especially, wait till, like, right before kickoff. I feel like everyone's going to hammer the over here. On all these bets, where it's under or not happening, you're probably better off, and you're probably better off waiting, because everyone wants to bet the over on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's just the other thing is that apparently she's never sung the national anthem before.
Yeah, no, I tried Googling.
But all right, next one. Will Alicia Keys forget or omit at least one word of the national anthem? This one you can find yes in the 170 range, no in the minus 250 range. I can't remember someone screwing up the national anthem other than Christina Aguilera last year. So I would guess the answer is no here, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say no. Alicia Keys seems pretty on top of her shit.
Now, this is a fun prop. Will Alicia Keys add at least one new word to the national anthem?
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's tough. I would say no to both these and just hope she doesn't fuck it up.
Now, this one seems obvious to me, and the line reflects that. Will Alicia Keys play a piano during her rendition of the national anthem?
And what, yes is...
Yes big... is minus 600.
Yeah.
She's obviously going to play a piano, right? She's going to be sitting at a piano, right? That's her move.
Yeah.
That's how she performs in concert.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe she stands up. What's the no action?
Plus 250.
I'm tempted.
Will Alicia Keys be booed during or after her rendition of the national anthem? Yes, plus 500. No, is not being offered.
Well, any prop like that, you just know, stay away.
Yeah. All right, anyway, those are the preseason, or the before the game technically starts props.
Okay.
And then, of course, you can bet who's going to receive the ball and all that garbage. But I got these props I got are in no particular order, so we are just going to fly through these 36 pages. We'll talk about each section, talk about what we think. I don't know, I'll point out some props I got highlighted. So start off with the alternate point spreads. Now, of course, this is a great prop. If, you know, what do you like to happen? So, Sean, you like the 49ers to win by 8.
Yeah.
Maybe you bet 49ers minus 7.5 plus 165. That doesn't seem that great.
No, that doesn't seem like you're getting good juice there.
Maybe you bet 49ers minus 10.5 plus 230.
Yeah, honestly, these alternate point spreads, I probably like the Ravens side a little bit more.
I think the best value would be the Ravens. The most realistic one is the Ravens minus 7.5 plus 400. That will give you like some wiggle, you know?
Yeah, or even Ravens minus 3.5 plus 240. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I would say that's the side you're going on. Or
but even like the 49ers minus 17.5 plus 500, I feel like in a crazy blowout like that, plus 500, you're not getting enough action.
It's barely enough
There's
action.
Other props that you
I
can
I mean,
find
if anything,
value.
You're probably better off taking 49ers plus 14.5 minus 1,100 or something crazy like that. Although, that's scary too. I honestly, I could end up with a Ravens minus 14.5, 8-1 bet here. We'll see how drunk I get. The other thing is the alternative totals. So same concept, line is moved around, you know, and the money line is adjusted appropriately. If you think it's going to be so Sean, you think it's going to be a relatively high scoring game?
Well, no, I'm
you
saying
think it's right over the.
Yeah, I think it's over, but not huge. I mean, I guess maybe I'd think about the over 55.5 plus 240, but honestly, I'm staying away with these alternate totals.
Yeah, there's just not – I mean, the problem is the way they break it out. They set lines at 37.5, 42.5, 55.5, and 62.5. The unders are too – the low numbers are too low and the high numbers are too high. I'd say stay away from that also. So, page two, Sean. So the first thing I highlighted, one of our favorite props, we probably bet it every year. It's also one of the all of these sheets parlays can be parlay or props can be parlayed. But it's the will either team score three straight times.
Now, this is a classic sucker bet. It seems so easy because you see no is plus 150, yes is minus 170. Trust me, teams score three straight times.
It happened last year. It happened the year.
It happens all the time.
In fact, this line is typically minus 200.
Yeah, I actually think there's some value here in yes, minus 170.
I highlighted it. I would endorse the yes bet here. I don't think we want to read through every prop, do we, Sean, or do we?
I don't know. Let's just...
So I got another one highlighted here. QB sacks.
Okay.
Over, under, four. I think the under is the play here.
For both teams.
For both
combined.
Teams. Total. Baltimore's O-line has been lights out. Kaepernick has the escapability. I don't see there being a ton... I wouldn't be surprised if there were zero sacks in this game, Sean.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. This is another one where they're going off the mindset of everyone sees these teams as two dominant defensive teams, but it's not really quite that way. So, yeah, I kind of like the under here too. Ryan, real quick prop I want to get to. Will a team score in the first 6.5 minutes of the game? I really like no minus 110. I like the over. I like the over as a thing, but teams, especially off a bye week like this, they're afraid to kind of do anything crazy. Don't be surprised that the first two drives are punts. So 6.5 minutes, maybe you get a couple first downs and a punt. I think I really like no minus 110 here. Will a team score in the first 6.5 minutes?
All right. That works, I think. I would, if I was betting that prop, I would bet that side of it. One of the favorite props of a friend of ours is always to take the over on first rush attempt for a quarterback. Joe Flacco's is 1.5 yards. If he doesn't rush though, it's a loss. I'm not touching that. But what I am touching, Ray Rice first rushing attempt, under 3.5, minus 140. San Francisco's got a really good run defense. Ray Rice has not exactly looked great. I think that's a safe bet right there. It also gives you some more nice early game action. That's part of the key to betting your props. You don't want to overwhelm yourself with too much early game action or late game action. You want to spread it out so you always got something to root for.
Exactly.
So I think the play there is Ray Rice under. I'm not a big fan of betting any of the first reception. Like, how far will the first reception be?
No, too many variables.
Anything else on this page you like, Sean? Because I got nothing. We'll post the link to the LVH prop packet. It's a PDF, 36 pages.
No, nothing's popping off on that.
All right, so then move to the next page, and surprise, surprise, Frank Gore, over under, 3.5 yards, first rush attempt. I like the under again.
I like the over.
All right, so I'm taking the minus 125. You're going to go with the plus 105.
I feel good there. Plus 105, Frank Gore, first.
See, I like taking both on the under here just because I think both teams will be looking for it. I have a feeling neither team is going to come out and be ballsy and run like a play-action bomb they should.
Now, Ryan,
like you said, the coaches have tight sphincters in these
Super
Bowls.
That is true. Now, this is an interesting one. Will the first kickoff
Sean,
of the Super Bowl.
I'm going to blow your mind.
Sure.
What's the only other prop highlighted on this page?
Dude, our brains are in sync.
Yeah.
It's like chicks in their periods. It happens around the Super Bowl. We're getting into, we hang out too much talking sports gambling.
Right.
We're in sync. Will first kickoff be a touchback? All right, so here's what we got. Here's the two competing factors. You're in a dome.
Yes.
These guys are going to be able to boot it.
Kicker's all yoked up.
He's going to jack one.
But
the return guy's already all yoked up and might be.
Well, here's where it gets crazy. So you got Ted Ginn and or LaMichael James and
both?
Jacoby Jones. They're taking that ball out. Jacoby Jones is definitely taking the ball out. Ted Ginn, probably. LaMichael James is the X factor. So then you go to the next step. No, you didn't actually look up the percentage of touchbacks these teams got, did you? Yes. Baltimore is at 51%. 49ers at 48%.
Wow.
So about half of their kicks are going for touchbacks. This is, you know, everywhere. So it's
but yeah, but it's got to be higher in... So that maybe there is some value.
I didn't see a breakdown of...
Dome versus non-dome.
Dome versus non-dome.
Well, so now maybe there's some value here because no is plus 150.
So raw stats plus what we talk... I mean, David Akers has a boot, right? He can kick it far. Who's the... Justin Tuck... They both can kick it far. My concern is that it's indoors. They're jacked up. I think no is appealing at plus 150 because of the return men. I feel like the return men are probably going to want to take it out. But yes, probably is the side. I don't know. I'll take no. I'll take no just for fun because I really think these return men are going to take it out.
Yeah, I'll go with no.
The other prop, I didn't highlight it, but always fun. First punt of the game. Return yards don't count, so this is gross yards. Over under 48.5. Now, that's always interesting because, you know, it depends where they are on the field, right? They both have pretty good punters, especially Andy Lee on San Francisco, but... I don't know. The other one is the shortest touchdown, over under 1.5 yards. That's always an interesting prop.
That's too crazy. I can't handle that. I would say over.
Yeah, I'm not actually going to take either one of those. All right, next page. Let's see here. Oh, this is one I highlighted. Largest lead of the game by either team. Over under 14. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I like taking the under 14 here with even money.
Yeah. But Ryan, this is like the which team will score three. What do the bookies know? What do the sharp guys know that
it's minus
over 14 is minus 120? I think this is the same thing like that three scores. It's deceptive because basically three scores most likely would be over 14, correct?
Will there be field goal?
Right,
field goal.
You could have three field
goals. I think with the way you think the game's going to go, you take the over. Yeah. I really think it's going to be like a hard-nosed game. I like the under here.
No, don't get me wrong. That 28-20, it's going to be a close game. But I think I think it could come down to Joe Flacco trying to drive the Ravens down to score the last, touchdown, and they don't get it.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's going to be a close game, but I still like them to cover and win.
All right, so then you always got the first score of the game be a touchdown or any other score. Any other score is plus 140. If you think it's going to be low scoring, you might want to grab that field goal plus 140, essentially. That's not I'm a little shocked. I mean, usually it's a little higher, actually, so they adjusted this. But another one I highlighted, total number of kickoff returns for both teams. This excludes touchbacks, out of bounds, and fair catches.
Oh, Ryan, real quick, if you want to make some money, will there be a safety? No, minus 1,300.
Oh, all right. Well, I have that highlighted too.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But yeah, no, that's, I mean, yeah, there won't be a safety, obviously. But yeah, number of kickoff returns for both teams.
4.5?
Over under 4.5 with juice, positive juice on the over.
Oh, but this, it excludes touchbacks, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. This makes me believe that the original play is the minus 170 on yes, it will be a touchback.
Yeah. Because
to have an over-under of 47 and only think there's going to be, there's going to be under 4.5 actual returns.
That's crazy.
Because you think about it, well, there's probably going to be what? Six to eight scores? Well, I guess they're saying there's only going to be, and the average would be half touchbacks. I don't know. I just thought that seemed low to me.
Hmm.
But yeah, like you said, there will not be a safety. If you did want to bet there would be a safety, plus 900.
That's
no
crazy.
Is minus 1,300.
Plus 900?
It's not high enough. Will there be overtime? Yes, plus 700. No, minus 1,000.
Well, that's just a free... there's never been overtime in the Super Bowl, so if you don't win it this year, just keep betting it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I like that one. Here's another one that I kind of like. Will the game be decided by exactly 3 points? No, minus 420. Yes, plus 350.
Mm.
But I think that's a no, and I think it's a no-brainer.
No, but I think the move is now, I think that's maybe on another one of those prop sheets, but I feel like there's will Ravens win by 1 to 4 points?
Oh, that's your better bet, maybe?
And then will the San Francisco win by 1 to 4 points? Put $100 on each one of those, and I think you get a better value.
Well, see, I think it's going to be no, so.
Well, right, but I'm saying
you get a rain. I see what you're saying.
You have a much better chance of hitting, and I think even if you win exactly by three, you lose 100, you win 250, and you have a lot more range of winning.
All right, you want to talk about completely random bets, over-under 1.5 fumbles, minus 185 on the under. I like that. Let's see, what else do we got? The usual over-under 3.5 field goals by both teams. This is always fun. We talked about this for the championship games. Will there be a special teams or defensive touchdown? No, minus 185. I'm going to take it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Both these guys are good at special teams.
I don't care. I just how often do you see a defensive and special teams touchdown in the Super Bowl? Well, actually, there's been, what, in the last five, there's been two, so.
Yeah.
This is a good one, too. Will there be a successful two-point conversion? That's totally situational. Will they even try a two-point conversion?
Yeah, I feel like there's –
For the game to get in a situation where they're trying two-point conversions, that means a team either missed an extra point or one team has kicked two field goals to another team's touchdown.
Yeah.
They've scored again to have it, you know.
I feel like no is the play here. I feel like plus –
minus 500 seems not high enough.
Yes, plus 400. Like you said, all these props are going to be valued at no. Ryan, first touchdown of the game, passing TD minus 125. Any other touchdown plus 105?
Interesting because, I mean, San Francisco doesn't give up rushing touchdowns, but
they
two
make
running teams, that does seem like a play where why not?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty nice plus 105.
Yeah. All right, next, swinging to the next page. I like this one a lot. Will the game be tied after 0-0? I think the answer will be yes. I think it's going to be close scoring. I think it could be 3-3.
Sorry, where's the juice on that?
Plus 105, minus 125.
I'll say no, minus 125.
All right. I basically highlighted like 30 props, and I think I'm going to try to narrow it down to 10 before game time. This is a fun one every year. Will at least one quarter be scoreless?
I'd say yes, plus 240.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. I think it's going to be close scoring, so it kind of stays in line with my close scoring theory.
I think it's going to hit the over, but I think they're going to start slow.
All right, the only thing I highlighted on this next page was over-under. So they offer multiple lines for quarterback touchdown passes. I think, for me, well, first of all, you can bet over half touchdown for Flacco, minus 360. But I think over 1.5 touchdowns for Joe Flacco. I think he is going to get two touchdowns. He's had at least two in every playoff game. I like the over 1.5, minus 110. I know what you said about the value will be in the unders and the nos on the Super Bowl, but I think the play is the over here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That feels a little low for Joe Flacco, but I'd rather take that he will throw an interception. So,
well, especially because the weakness of – if you're going to say there's a weakness in San Francisco's defense, it's the back end, right?
Yeah, but I still think I would rather take Joe Flacco will throw an interception just because I feel like he's due.
Okay. What's – plus one? Oh, no.
But that's not – I don't think that's on this page, but wherever that is.
All right. I got nothing else on this page.
Will Ray Rice score a touchdown?
Yes, it's plus 125, so that's an interesting bet. Because you would think Ray Rice is going to have plenty of opportunities, too.
Although, that other guy that they have...
What's his name? Bernard Pierce?
Yeah, he's healthy, so it sounds like he could get a lot of touches.
All right, on this next page, no surprise to anyone who listened to the championship round, banter, give me Torrey Smith over 65 and a half yards. I like this guy. I like betting his over because he can hit it in one play. For something like, I mean, he got 69 in the championship. I think he's going to be a key cog in them moving the ball. He feels like he's going to have a nice like 5-catch, 80-yard day. I like the over here.
Will Bernard Pierce, Baltimore score a touchdown? No. Minus 450. Lock it up.
Wow, yeah. I mean, he's only going to get the ball. He played one goal line snap, I think, last game. But, yeah, that seems like a little bit of a stretch. All right, on this next page, while you're perusing, Sean, another one that we took in the championship round, Dennis Pitta, over 44.5 yards. I think he's got a nice chemistry going with Flacco. I like what he's been doing.
I say under.
I honestly, his over-under for reception I like too. It's 4. I think he has a nice 5 or 6 catch game, totaling somewhere in the 50 to 70 yard range.
Let's say under here.
All right. Anything else you like on this page?
No, not in particular.
So I got nothing for a little while, but one thing that I'll point out is the you thought there might be a bunch of punts, at least early.
And or I just think that first 6.5 minutes.
Well, if you like San Francisco to win, over-under punts by Sam Koch, or whatever his name is, coach, is 5, plus 110 on the over.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to bet that.
Number of different Ravens that have a rushing attempt. Over-under 4.
I like the under.
Well, I think this will end up being a push. I think Vontae Leach, Bernard Pierce, Ray Rice, and Joe Flacco.
I don't think Flacco's going to run, so.
He might scramble. But the reason I like the under here is, who's the fifth guy?
Right, exactly.
A reverse or something?
Yeah, they don't really.
This feels like a push or a win.
Yep, no, I like that.
Let's see what else we got. Nothing else really on this page. It's popping off. All right, I got one more for the Ravens, or at least for the Ravens-specific stuff. Total rushing yards by the Ravens. Over under 100.5. Under, right? I like the Ravens, high. And I think it's an under play.
No, that definitely feels high.
I mean, that seems like you're asking a lot. For this Ravens team. Now, if they get up and they win the game big, and this is also kind of a hedge against me betting on the Ravens. Because if they're up big and they're winning, they're probably going to run the ball.
I might
lose, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I like the under here.
So next up, you got a bunch of defensive individual stats.
Well, just do real quick. Ray Lewis tackles.
Oh.
I like under 10.5 plus 145.
Well, he's been leading his team every game. This,
but he's not going to be hyped
postseason.
Up. You think he's going to get up for this game?
I think he's going to spray the shit out of himself with deer juice or do whatever.
deer antler.
Deer semen.
Guy on Twitter hit us up and he's wanted to try to get the over-under on how many times Ray Lewis does the deer antler sack dance.
Well, it's funny because I
was like, well, it probably means he has to get a sack. So
I was listening to the radio this morning, local LA sports.
Dude, you can get
radio.
That deer antler stuff for $60. I think I might
get
some.
They had a some sort of medical scientist on that was basically explaining that the illegal part, the substance that is banned by the NFL that was allegedly in this spray, impossible. Not in the spray. It's not in spray form. You get it in shot form.
Yeah.
So either it was just a misquote by whoever wrote the story, or he's actually telling the truth.
Sports Illustrated, the people who gave us the compelling Manti Te'o story, made a mistake?
Speaking of Manti Te'o, it's really funny to flip on, like, Bill Maher's show on HBO, and he's cracking jokes on Manti Te'o. Like,
yeah. It is funny when what sports stories make it out of our world to, like, the bigger world.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Tom Brady cheated on his wife. Manti Te'o has a fake girlfriend.
Yep.
All right. So moving on to the San Francisco props. Oh, this is another fun one. Will Ed Reed intercept the pass? Yes, plus 400. No, minus 500. I feel like he's not. Maybe. I don't know. Lay off that one. Anyway,
I feel like Ed Reed's seen better days.
All right. So here's where it gets interesting. Now, again, I like the Ravens. Colin Kaepernick over under 235.5 passing yards.
Really like the over.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like the over at all. That's,
in passing yards?
High. Yeah. I actually like the under for him. The bet I like more is under 48.5 rushing yards. He's only twice all year rushed for over that.
That's true. I think that line's
people
still
are just remembering the huge game he had in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So
I'll take the under on the rushing yards and the over on the passing. Well, actually, I don't know. I'm going to stay away from his. But I think he's going to get over 235.5. I mean, look at the – Ryan, bring up – I think everyone the Ravens played has gotten over 235.5.
Yeah, I mean, Brady and Manning definitely did.
Andrew Luck, he got over 235.5.
Yeah, the problem is that I'm just not convinced Kaepernick's going to have a great game passing the
ball. The guy can throw the ball like a motherfucking champ.
He can throw the ball like a motherfucking champ. But how many passes did you see in that last game where he was thrown to a wide-open guy because Atlanta's defense is holy as shit? That's all I'm saying.
He's feeling it, Kramer. You know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man.
Just accept it. Don't let your Harbaugh.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm probably going to look back on this and like, God damn it. Why couldn't I hate John Harbaugh more than Jim Harbaugh? But as this week has progressed, I found that myself thinking like, well, John's really not a bad guy. That's the other bad side effect of what happened with this horrible. As I'm finding myself kind of liking John Harbaugh. And I don't like John Harbaugh. I just like him more than Jim Harbaugh.
I got no beef with Harbaugh.
All right. Anyway,
Jim Harbaugh seems like a colossal douche, but you still gotta
so
like this.
Any of these Niners? Any of these Niners props pop after you? I got nothing highlighted on this page.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if you like the Niners, you might want to grab over 26.5 rushing yards for LaMichael James. He seems like he's finally working himself into the offense.
Like I said, I like the Colin Kaepernick over. On the passing yards.
Okay, I got one highlight on here on this next page, and although I like Baltimore, I feel like Vernon Davis has finally figured it out with Kaepernick. He had a couple big games.
Yeah, seriously.
He's the clear matchup problem for Baltimore. Over under 42.5 yards.
Wow. Really like
that. That seems like an over, right?
Yeah. Unless they totally confuse him with packages. I think you should either take the over on Vernon Davis reception yards or the over on Colin Kaepernick rushing yards, because I feel like one of the other is going to happen, if not both.
Yep. You know, I also kind of like, will Vernon Davis score a touchdown plus 210? Spoiler alert, but I if I'm betting on a San Francisco 49er to score the first touchdown, it's Vernon Davis. So
yeah, seriously.
Will Randy Moss score a touchdown? No, minus 360 seems like a good bet.
But why? He's the greatest receiver of all time.
All right. You're right.
No, we're not regular sports talk. We're not going to just talk about that for 20 minutes. All right.
What if he had Tom Brady throwing him the ball all those years?
What if he had a good attitude?
Yeah, what if he tried? What are we talking about here? All right. Next page. I got one highlighted here. Number of different 49ers to have a rushing attempt. Over, under 4.5. Under is minus 190. Name me the five guys that are going to get a rushing attempt.
No, I like the under
Michael
both
James,
these guys.
Anthony Dixon, Frank Gore, Colin Kaepernick, and what, like a Ted Ginn reverse?
Yeah, no, I like the under in both these.
Let's see, what else is going on? The over under a number of 49ers that have a pass reception. 6.5. I kind of like the under here because he's really been throwing only to Moss has had a reception here and there. Crabtree.
Davis.
Delanie Walker's a question mark. So that's basically 3.5 people. So there needs to, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to bet that one.
Seven sounds like a lot for Kaepernick.
I don't know. What else do we got here, Sean?
Will the 49ers convert a fourth down?
Oh.
I'll say no, minus 190.
They'd go for it, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a situational thing. Like, you get so burned by that. All right. I got nothing else really highlighted on this next page. We go to defensive stuff. You got anything?
No, nothing San Francisco defense. I just think I like Joe Flacco interception. I don't know if we've seen that specifically yet.
Oh, I don't know. We might have passed it over, but here's the one I meant to bring up for you. Total punts by both teams, over under 9.5.
Under.
Under's minus 130.
Yeah, I like the under. 10 punts is a lot.
I think I might take the over here.
Really?
I think these guys are going to... I think that, well, I don't know. I just feel like, what, 2-3 punts a quarter?
Are you going to enjoy rooting for that?
No, you're
Come
right.
Come on, Ryan.
All right,
you got to factor your entertainment.
So now we're moving on to the section where you have player versus player line props. So number one, I like. You're not going to like this one. I like Joe Flacco plus 46.5 rushing yards versus Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, so, but I mean that's dumb. Why not just take Kaepernick under rushing yards?
Because Flacco could bust out like a 15-yard scramble, and all of a sudden I think, if anything, if you like the under for Kaepernick rushing yards, might be the safer bet, because Flacco gets a scramble, and now you've bumped your line up 10 yards.
That makes sense.
Another one I highlighted was, these are all, you're gonna notice a trend here. Ray Rice, minus 15.5 rushing yards versus Colin Kaepernick. I like that one, too.
Yeah.
You're giving me a starting running back versus a quarterback and only 15-yard spread. And the last one I really like, Torrey Smith plus 17.5 yards versus Michael Crabtree.
I'll tell you what I like. Most receiving yards, Vernon Davis, plus 2.5 against Dennis Pitta.
Oh, that's a tough one for me. I like both those guys to have good games. Let's see, what else do I... And I actually highlighted it as probably a play for Vernon Davis. I think it's a safer play for Davis than it is Pitta. I don't have a ton of other... I didn't have anything else highlighted on these pages. But the next page, I got some props I really like. Well, I think they're fun.
All right, what's the next page?
We're looking at right here. So flip the page one more time, Sean.
Yeah, I kind of started flipping ahead.
Go the other way. One more.
Okay.
There you go. All right, most points... Ravens full game points minus 9 versus 49ers first half points.
Well, all right. Let me think about this.
Think about it. And on the other side of that, you have Ravens first half points plus 14.5 versus 49ers full game points. Interesting prop. I don't think I've seen this one before.
Full game points.
So, my thing is, I think it's going to be a game that starts off slow, and then there's more scoring in the second half. I could see there being value in both taking Ravens minus 9 full game points and 49ers minus 14.5.
Yeah.
But honestly, that 14.5 just seems like a lot. So if the Ravens get 10 points in the first half, which is probably what their team total for the first half would be.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling
me. Well, then plus 14.5 is 25. San Francisco's team total. 24.5.
Yeah.
So they have it right matched up.
I know. I think if I'm taking any of these, I like the Ravens. So it's making me hard to see past that, but I don't know.
Well, I think either way. Well, I don't know. I like the team. I like the total over, but I do see some value in the first half under.
All right. So anything else you want? Any other football centric props?
Nah. I think we hit on them there.
49ers are laying 57.5 yards versus the Ravens for rushing yards. That does seem a little high.
That's a little way too. I mean, for a guy, you got Ray Rice on that side?
All right. So now we're moving on to the sport versus sport props. I didn't actually highlight any of these. I figured we could run through the basketball ones and no one would give a shit about the other ones.
All right. Yeah, just throw out a couple. I don't think
any. But like, for example, Blake Griffin. Points plus rebounds. Minus 3 versus 49er points. Blake Griffin is averaging, what, 18-9 or 18-10, something like that?
Yeah.
So it's right on. So if you're – this is – and the Clippers are playing the Celtics.
This so is I like, I think I like you take the 49ers. Plus 3 there.
I actually didn't like – normally there's some fun ones here. The matchups for basketball just suck on this day. So this is another one you'd probably want to take is, well, maybe not. But Clippers-Celtics points plus 46.5 versus Colin Kaepernick passing yards.
So what are they saying, like 246, same or 235?
Yeah, it's about this. Obviously, it works out, right?
Yeah.
But my favorite, Kobe Bryant, minus 4 versus the 49ers points. I like the Ravens to win the game. And I still like the 49ers plus the 4 here. Kobe is pass first. They're playing Detroit. He might even not play in the fourth quarter. That seems like a lock, doesn't it?
No, that seems like a really good bet. I agree. Lock that up.
Yeah, I think that's one you lock up, right? And then, you know, all the other ones, it's just like, I feel like last year they were a lot more fun, but this is the only last one I'll mention. LeBron James, Miami, they're playing Toronto. Points plus rebounds plus assists. Plus 5.5 versus total points in the game. So they think LeBron's going to have his assist, rebounds, and points are going to total 43, essentially. 42.
Versus what?
Now, LeBron is...
Sorry, wait. Who's it versus?
Versus the total points in the game. So the over-under is 47.5. You take off the 5.5. So will LeBron score, rebound, and assist 42 total? I mean...
I like the over in the game, so...
Oh, I was going to say I like LeBron here because I like the under in the game. See, I don't know. I'm not going to bet any of these stupid fucking props, though.
No, well, who wants to watch basketball on Super Bowl Sunday?
And it's on early, too. And then it moves on to college. College sports, hockey, golf. You know, you can do like Lee Westwood's fourth round score versus Ray Rice rushing yards. That's kind of a who gives a shit, right?
Yep.
Wow. Bubba Watson's fourth round score, -19.5 versus Colin Kaepernick rushing yards. Not interested in any of these, Sean.
Not interested. All right,
let's get to the props that everyone bets on.
All right. Let's finish strong.
Player to score the first touchdown of Super Bowl 47.
Frank Gore.
7-1. I personally like Dennis Pitta at 9-1 and Vernon Davis at 10-1. I might take one of each. Just take each tight end. Go for it.
Nice. Other last ones?
You can pick the final score for a team. Not even a range. You actually pick the final score. Here's the one that... This is always a fun one. Total points in the Super Bowl. You think... You could bet 46-50 and 51-55 at 6-1 each and get 3-1 at that range. If you wanted to get even crazier, you could buy 41 all the way up to 55 for essentially 2-1. You get 6-1 on each range. You get 2-1 on that range. Doesn't that seem like a solid bet? A 14-point spread?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to recommend, because I don't think it's going to be quite as high scoring as you. I'm considering taking 36-40 at 6-1, 41-45, and 46-50, all at 6-1. So essentially, I'd get 2-1 if the game finished between 36 and 50 points. A lot of key numbers in there, too.
That would be pretty... Although,
you know what? Honestly, the safer move is probably go 41-55 because it covers you if it goes over a little bit.
Yeah. I like the 41-55. That feels like a nice range there.
In terms of other football-related props, you got the, first scoring play. Always fun to bet on this. Field goal, touchdown pass, touchdown run, touchdown others, or safety. Of course, safety hit last year. I kind of like field goal. I think I might bet field goal 3.5-1.
Yeah.
Touchdown pass 4-1. Touchdown run 4.5-1.
Yeah, I'll get on board with the field goal there.
And then, you know, that's pretty much, you can do the double results, like so-and-so's going to win the first half, blah, blah, blah. And then it's a bunch of other garbage yardage props that no one cares about. So that's enough with the to be determined on the field props. So now we should pull up the fun props, Sean.
Sure. And fun, baby.
Blow through them real quick. We already touched on the Alicia Keys and the...
National Anthem, we both like the under.
All right. Whoa. Who will the Super Bowl MVP thank first? Teammate. So I'm going to go... This is all off Bodog or Bavada. Teammates, +140. God, +250. Coach, 12-1. Family 12-1, owner 20-1, does not thank anyone, +190.
I'll say doesn't thank anyone.
4 out of the last 5 years, and really 5 out of the last 5 years, I guess the Aaron Rodgers was a bit of a controversy. They've not thanked anyone. So at +190, why not, right? I mean, I guess the logic is if Ray Lewis wins, he's thanking the shit out of God.
How is Ray Lewis going to win the MVP?
Because he's Ray Lewis. If Joe Flacco wins, he seems like the kind of guy that would thank no one. As Sean, did you hear what he said about the Super Bowl being in New Jersey next year?
Described as retarded.
He described it. He used the R word, which of course we wouldn't dare to say on the air, Sean.
No, well, it kind of won me over on Flacco and made me think twice about picking the 49ers.
He's probably a dude you can hang out with. Like every time you see him, he's like, oh, he's rocking a handlebar mustache. He's calling shit retarded.
He seems like he's an all right guy.
All right, so I think we agree on that. Take the does not thank anyone. My only concern would be, who is Kaepernick thanking? Probably God. He's really religious, right?
Yeah.
All right. Next up. What color will the Gatorade be?
I like yellow.
Purple, which was last year, still not being offered. Clear has not hit in a long time. Clear has not hit since 2008. Clear is +175. Orange +250, yellow +250, blue, green, and red all +650, according to Bovada. I always feel like I overanalyze the colors of the teams in play.
San Francisco, there's photos of Harbaugh getting doused in yellow, so I feel like yellow is a good play here.
Yellow at 250. If you like Baltimore,
and
or
I
if
think
you like
there's
San Francisco.
I think there's clear photos of Jim getting doused. So I think if you like Ravens, you like clear, and if you like 49ers, you like yellow.
Way to break that down. All right.
You can check out my sports gambling column on MTV's Guide Code 2.
Oh, plug it, Sean.
Yeah, throw it out there.
All right. What predominant color will Beyonce's top be at the beginning of the halftime show? Who gives a shit?
Yep.
According to Bavada, it sounds like there's not a favorite. It's not even close. I'm not even going to talk about that one. Sorry I brought it up. Will Beyonce be joined by Jay-Z on stage during the halftime show? Yes, +110. No, -150. Wow, I saw this as high as yes, +300.
No, -150 is a lock. I saw that same bet with those same odds. Will he be shown at all during the game?
Yeah.
Now, that I could understand, but there's no way he's joining his wife on stage.
And now this is the one that this will draw all the bitches at your Super Bowl party in. Will Beyonce's hair be straight or curled?
Now,
straight's +110, curly is -150.
My girlfriend had a theory that basically she would go opposite what she did at the inauguration. So if she went curly,
I'm guessing she went straight hair at the inauguration to look like professional. Is that correct?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe I'll Google it real quick here.
All right. And then the last one for Beyonce. Will she be showing cleavage during her first song? We spoke about this a little before. No +300. Yes -500. I think she's going to be wearing enough to where she gets to take something off.
Yeah. No, I forget. I mean, he's one of the pregame podcast guys, but I feel like he was saying, the idea is she's going to want to take stuff off.
Yeah, you always take stuff off.
And they also, they're also super paranoid about, being conservative and stuff like that. So I feel like she's going to work into something versus coming out with her tits hanging out. Although cleavage, that's another thing. How do you define that?
Yeah. Well, that's why Las Vegas does not offer these props.
Now, also, Ryan, supposedly the thing was there was also some props about whether or not Destiny's Child was going to have a reunion. And now, see, this is bullshit, Ryan. I don't know. How would you describe this hair at the inauguration? I guess I would say it's like straight on top, but then it's got some curls.
Oh, no, that's definitely curly. That's not straight at all, Sean.
Well, all right.
There's nothing straight about that.
I thought you'd have like an afro or something.
Oh, well.
If you're talking curly.
All right, so moving on to some Harbaugh props. Will both coaches be wearing hats? This is to start the game.
I thought they're visor guys.
They both wear hats. Yes is -1,000. No is +600. I feel like that's a lot.
Yeah, you got to take -1,000 there.
How many times will the word Harbaugh be said during the game? This is crazy to me. It's 20.5 over-under with -140 on the over. That's a lot of times to say the word Harbaugh.
Who's doing it? It's Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, right?
Oh, it's probably the best. It's the second best crew. It's better than Joe Buck. It's Phil Simms and Greg Gumbel.
Oh.
Jim Nance does like to play on words with his golf.
Yeah, that's why I think they might go over. And Phil Simms kind of senile, so he might just default into saying the Harbaugh's.
This is one of those props you don't actually wager online. You wager with your buddies just so you can keep track of something.
Well, I was saying that's a fun little drinking game. How many times does it say Harbaugh or Harbaugh Bowl? That's a nice time to take a shot.
Well, it's funny you said that. How many times will the game be referred to as the Harbaugh Bowl, the Harbowl, or Super Ba?
I don't know.
Over under 2.5.
I'll take the over.
This is from kickoff to the final whistle.
Oh, it's not including pregame?
Yeah.
Then maybe the under.
Halftime doesn't count either.
Maybe the under, because I feel like they...
I think it's under for sure.
I feel like they're going
to... That's a mouthful. Phil Simms can't say that.
Yeah, and they're going to... They get tired of repeating themselves at some point.
All right. How long will the post-game handshake hug last between Jim and John Harbaugh? Over under 7 seconds. I feel like the Tom Coughlin, Bill Belichick one was exceptionally long last year, and that was only like 10 seconds.
Yeah, but they're brothers. I mean, if your brother won the Super Bowl, though, you're going to give him a hug, and it's going to last more than 7 seconds.
Yeah, but the handshake hug, they might talk, but the actual... I think this is an under.
If your brother won the Super Bowl, you're hitting seven.
All right. Yeah, like you said before, how many times will Jay-Z be shown during the game? Over, under, 0.5.
I say he's shown at least once.
He's got to be shown.
Yeah.
how many times will Ray Lewis, in a post-game interview, mention God?
Over.
Or the Lord?
Well, see, but now...
Over, under, 3.
Yeah, definitely over. Now, the thing
That's
is...
That's a lock!
Yeah. Now, the thing is with this one, though, Ryan... What I'm worried about here is that what if he doesn't get interviewed because he lost?
I believe that's a no action, though.
Oh, okay.
And then the last one is what will the highest tweet rate be during the Super Bowl? 17,000 per second. I don't know if that's good or not. I'm guessing that's really crazy.
I'm going to say the over just because I think when Destiny's Child comes out and, like, reunites, that's going to get guys and girls weighing in. It's going to go crazy.
What are you, some kind of gay guy?
Yeah. I'm a huge queer. I love Destiny's Child.
Okay.
Ryan.
I wanted to put out one more prop that I think you would like.
Sure.
49ers score first and win game, plus 160.
Oh, okay.
And the other one was number of players to throw a forward pass.
Over under 2.5.
So will there be a trick play, basically? Will Tyrod or Alex
Or will
Smith
someone get hurt? Wildcat with Tyrod? Now I'm thinking over.
I mean, the over is like plus 300.
Ryan, will Alex Smith throw a pass?
No.
What do you think the odds
if
are?
If they win big, he will, he'll come in and kneel the ball, I have a feeling.
They won't let him throw the ball?
No. That will be the killer. You'll have yes, and you'll just be like, throw the fucking ball.
I bet he would just throw the ball anyway and say, fuck it. Yeah. I mean, he wore headphones to the media day. He clearly is pissed off.
Yeah, he's enjoying it, but he's gone, right?
So, Alex Smith to the Kansas City Chiefs next year. That's my...
No, you don't want that. You heard the rumors. Alex Smith to the Jets for Darrell Revis. No, Alex Smith and a second-round pick for Darrell Revis.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine the 49ers with Revis next year?
Jesus Christ. But no, the other thing is, did you hear what Randy Moss said?
Besides that he's the greatest receiver
Randy
of all
Moss
time.
Was asked if he plans on playing football next year. Randy Moss said yes. The guy followed up with a question, do you think you're going to be playing with the San Francisco 49ers next year? Next question.
He said he's not happy with his role. Dude, he's just, I don't know, I think some of it's got to be just him fucking around, right? Or
yeah,
he's just a sociopath.
Man. Super Bowl,
yes. Super Bowl,
so, yeah,
yes,
so,
yes,
Sean,
yes.
I've scaled back. I'm usually in, like, no less than 4 Super Bowl squares pools.
Yeah.
This year, I'm just in my own. I have the numbers San Francisco.
Oh, Ryan, write that down, because we'll also tweet out a link at Gambling Podcast to the Super Bowl squares chart. And it breaks down whatever number you have. It gives you your percentage of actually hitting that number and how many times it's hit historically.
Did you grab the historical chart based on past Super Bowls or past NFL games?
Well, they had two charts. They had all the scores in this past 2012 season and all the Super Bowl scores.
Yeah, so which is one of those funny things. Like, if you're not familiar with a Super Bowl squares pool, you're a giant homo. But the way it works is there's 100 squares in a 10x10 grid. Numbers are drawn randomly in each axis. Those numbers correspond to the ones digit in the score. So essentially, when you initially buy your square, you have a 1 out of 100 chance to win. Now, as soon as the numbers are drawn, 80 of those squares go to about a 0.3% chance to win, and the rest, you know, go to between like 3 and 10%. I, of course, have San Francisco 3, Baltimore 2.
Which is impossible.
Which is virtually a done deal loss. And I have San Francisco 8, Baltimore 8, which would be really funny if history repeats itself. Last year, of course, Sean had 3-7. I had 1-7. It basically came down to that two-point conversion. One of us was going to win. This year, it would be tremendously hilarious if the game
came down to another 2 points.
It was 28-20, and Baltimore drives down with seconds to go, scores a touchdown to kill Sean's bet, and they get
the 2 points.
No, because then they wouldn't get the 2 point, and neither of us would win. How it really would work out.
Well, they would get the 2 point, then you would win.
Yeah.
Well, but you wouldn't because it would go to overtime, it would go to the final score.
8-8's essentially a loss also.
Yes. My square, like you said, 8-0, which actually I looked it up. It has like a 1.4% chance. I'm on the better side.
It's one of those things. Yeah, you start out with an expected value of 1%. If you get up from that, you're great. Because most of the square, I mean, like I said, I think about 80% of the squares.
Yeah, my other square is 3 and 5, and it's
it's probably 0.3 or something.
Yeah, it's real low, 0.3. It's well below 1.
Yeah, so those squares don't have great hope with that this year. I am in a fantasy football pool in Vegas. I'm in the mix. I'm in the top. I believe I'm in the top 400 right now. Top 250 get paid. I have Ray Rice and Michael Crabtree left. Not many people have Michael Crabtree, so.
So you need a big game from him.
If he has a big game, it could turn out to cash me some dollars.
Exciting, Ryan. Where should people look for you? Guys from the podcast are looking. Going to be out in Vegas.
I will be in Vegas. I will definitely do some tweeting this weekend, especially the Giants aren't in the game. I will live. I will
Ryan will get out, back on the Twitter handle.
I will get all my bets tweeted out. I will get I will do some live tweeting during the game. Plan is, and well, I'll have a nice recap for the next show. I listened to last year's Super Bowl recap just to get amped up about this year. So the plan is drive out Friday. We're staying down at the South Point, the lovely South Point Casino. Going to gamble Friday. Saturday, going to do some eating, some titty bar, some UFC fights. Probably tweet out some of those bets.
Nice.
And then Sunday, we're going to watch the game down at the South Point. Pretty overall, I've only done it once. It was a pretty awesome experience.
You might be tainted by the Giants winning the Super Bowl.
Yes, that was great. But just a lot of these casinos, they have these big parties. They're in these giant rooms. You don't really have great seats or anything. But so the way the South Point does it, they have their big party, but we watch the game at the smaller party. It's in like a small showroom, something you might have like a stand-up comic do. And it's just TVs everywhere, big screen in the middle. They have just chairs and tables, and the sound is loud. It's nice and cold. And the funny thing is, like, they can't call it a Super Bowl party, so they call it the big game party. And they also can't directly profit on the game, so they have this weird system where you walk in and you convert your dollars into tickets. So you buy like $40 worth of tickets, you get 40 tickets, then you can buy beer and food with that. The great thing about the South Point is nothing's expensive. A bucket of 6 beers is like $12. You know, it's you're off the strip, you're far away from that shit, but it's kind of a cool place to watch the game. So that's where I'll be. Most likely, I'll have to break out the red Eli jersey on Super Bowl Sunday. We'll see. That's to be determined, but that's what I'm doing. What are you doing for the game, Sean?
Well, Ryan, we're going to have our annual Super Bowl party at the house. I am also going to be whipping up. I got this new grill. It's called the Black Tap 360 Grill. It's a portable tailgating grill. It's actually pretty sweet, but it's like this. It's basically a regular size grill, but they call it 360 because there's no like back to it. You can take it anywhere. You can get like a little propane to screw on it. The key though is in the middle. It has a deep fryer, so I'll be spending Super Bowl Sunday throwing in random stuff to the deep fryer. Stay tuned for some hilarious deep fried hijinks on the Twitter feed.
How did no one create one of these before?
I don't know. I don't know how long this thing's been out, but I got one. I'll be promoting the fuck out of it.
Please, yeah, you got to deep fry like a Twinkie or something.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get some Snicker bars, freeze them. That's what they said the key is, freeze them and then throw them in the deep fryer.
Just be careful.
Yeah, I could get really drunk and knock.
Well, that's how you kill yourself with a turkey, right?
Oh, yeah, if you put them in when they're frozen.
The air bubbles.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah, that's the thing. This thing can't deep fry a turkey. It doesn't have that kind of.
It looks like a. It looks like one of the buckets. Well, based on the pictures, it looks like one of the ice buckets you might see at a hotel or something.
Yeah, but it's enough to like throw in a nice chunk of fries or like probably a dozen wings, pretty comfortable.
You sold this thing short. It's got a griddle and a grill.
It's got a griddle and a grill on the side. So yeah, you can grill up stuff while you're deep frying things. I tried it out the other day. It was really pretty awesome. I did the fries in the fry thing. Then I did a burger on the griddle. Dude, the burger.
Did you do an egg on the griddle for your burger?
Yep. Also, I was cooking the bacon there, so the bacon fat's helping cook the burger. Then I threw the bacon into the deep fryer. Got it extra crispy. Man. You throw it on, and then you
deep
just squeeze
fried
it.
Bacon.
Oh, man. Just oozes out. Gluttonous juice. I can't wait to fire it up. Really looking forward to the game. Looking forward to just getting blackout drunk, eating seven-layer dip, booze, Kate Upton, the Super Bowl. I can't wait.
Who's Kate Upton?
Yeah, she's a hot chick.
I know she is, but what's she? Is she like hosting something?
She's in a sexy commercial. Oh. I think they already leaked it. I don't know how sexy.
We didn't talk about this, but what will the first commercial be?
Budweiser.
A Budweiser.
They spend the most money, so it's got to be Budweiser.
Yeah, I saw a line that it was. Any Budweiser product versus the field, but it was -150. So,
it's got to be Budweiser. You don't spend the most money without getting that first commercial.
You don't think there could be some crazy?
I would be surprised if I'm Budweiser and I'm dropping that much money. I'm getting the first commercial.
Have sucked lately, anyway. It's not that I'm watching the game for the commercials. But.
Yeah, but it's like they say that about the Oscars every year. It's like when was these great commercials that I feel like the commercials were always kind of annoying.
Yeah, but I feel like
we just always remember like the one or two good ones
but
from like 10 years
here's
ago.
Here's the difference. I feel like back in like the early 2000s, before YouTube existed, this was like the stage to display this like great, you know, piece of advertising cinema.
Yeah.
Now it's like half the time you've I guarantee by the end of the first quarter, they're playing commercials you've already seen. It's just I think some of the and they're just not as. Interesting or funnier. Like, someone should just, what was it? Doritos just did that commercial where a dude gets kicked in the nuts last year?
Yeah.
Like, that's all you gotta do. Get some dudes getting kicked in the nuts. Like, God.
Nuts humor, always a solid play in the Super Bowl. You can't go wrong. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Just looking forward to it, man. Can't wait. Like I said, guys, follow us on Twitter at Gambling Podcast. We'll be, anything you guys hit us up with the Super Bowl, we'll be retweeting. Throwing it out, going back and forth, getting in the mix all day. I'll be tweeting pics of food, tickets, whatever, cash, whatever's going down. Ryan will be the man.
So are you going to be taking? You going to be taking bets at the party as usual?
I'll have to get the notebook out and start writing down everyone's bets and figure it out.
Yeah, man.
Looking forward to it. Can't wait for the Super Bowl. It's here. The NFL season is coming to an end. It's pretty sad, pretty emotional. But hey, guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for subscribing. Obviously, we're going to keep it going. We got a lot of NBA action to get to. College basketball is right around the corner. March Madness is breathing down our neck.
Oh, speaking of March Madness, I am in negotiations right now with the Venetian Palazzo. Getting a couple suites.
We're back, baby.
Hey, pretty real quick sidebar. Essentially, I get a call a couple weeks ago. Hey, Mr. Kramer, we're not taking care of you enough over at the Venetian. We noticed that you haven't stayed with us in a while. I'm like, yeah, well, Harrah's has been giving me free stuff. oh, well, we'll see what we can do. Literally, the guy quotes me something, and I'll be like, well, I could probably get that for free. And it's taken about 6 back-and-forth emails, but now we've gotten to the point where I can get... We're down to, like, 2 suites, one for the weekend, one for the 5 nights, being, like, down to, like, under $1,000. So I'm going to keep working it, see if I can get it so we can have, you know, a dual suite for the weekend and a suite for the rest of the time. I don't know. It's just funny with the way this guy works. Like, he's like, oh, I just found an offer for you.
Classic Vegas. Classic
negotiation. Yeah, so that's in negotiations right now. If you haven't made your plans already, you should buy a plane ticket, go out for the first weekend.
I'll be there. We'll be doing it big, baby.
It's always a great weekend because you got St. Patrick's Day, and then you have 48 basketball games in 4 days.
It's pretty awesome. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Always appreciate it. Subscribe to us on Stitcher, iTunes, share. Get the word out on the Sports Gambling Podcast. Always appreciate it. Almost done with the t-shirts. Sorry for the delay, but the guys who want them, you'll be getting them soon. Sooner rather than later. And, yeah, good times. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan.
Sean, over under 3.5 people attending your Super Bowl party who don't know who's playing in the game.
Well, being that it's a lot of L.A. actor people, I'll say over.
All right. Think there's going to be a lot of chicks or dudes that are like chicks?
Exactly.
All right, man.
Kramer, let it ride.